Let's begin with girls high school basketball and final scores from last night. Calumet was a winner over Bowman Academy 53-41. Also, Hammond Clark ended their losing streak at 6 in a row after a 37-35 win over dear old Roosevelt. On the boys basketball, and let's take you back to March of 2013 and the Class 2A state championship game.
Bowman with maybe one final shot. Bowman Academy, your 2A state champs. It's a second state crown in four seasons for the Eagles of Thea Bowman Leadership Academy.
That was indeed a special night for Bowman Academy, winning their second boys basketball state title with Marvin Ray as head coach.
The guys are excited. You know, it's a rocky start. I mean, we lost like 9 games this year, but our guys believed in me, believed in our philosophy, and we're here.
That play-by-play and the Ray interview courtesy of IHSAA.TV. Tonight, Bowman will honor Ray by naming its basketball gym in his honor during special ceremonies before the Eagles game with Gary Lighthouse. Ray also coached the Eagles to 4 state title appearances in his 8 years of coaching at Bowman. Sadly, Ray died in a freak car truck accident last December. Also in boys basketball tonight, East Chicago's at Crown Point. Gary 21st Century travels to Griffith. Clark has a road date with Roosevelt. Gavitt at Calumet. Noel heads to Ileana Christian. Highland has a road date with Hammond. And unbeaten Gary Westside has a home date with Lake Central. Pro basketball tonight is the Bulls at the Pacers, and if you missed it yesterday, the Bulls fired their head coach Fred Hoiberg. Assistant coach Jim Boylan will be the interim head coach. College basketball tonight, IU is at Penn State, Notre Dame takes on Oklahoma. And in the NHL, the Blackhawks have a road date at Anaheim. And your 3 finalists for the Heisman Trophy are all quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa of Alabama, Kyler Murray of Oklahoma, and Dwayne Haskins of the Ohio State University. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.